Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. We have from 2 to 3:30 open session the CFO report. And I thought that Lydia said you have to report what are the executive sessions and what are the open sessions. So I guess my question for Lydia is, I thought that Summer said from 4 to 5:30 is an open session with the auditor. If you don't think it should be open session with auditor, tell me what you think it should say.
No, she said executive session.
Okay. So
okay.
4 to 5:30.
And what I'm saying is you don't have to delineate an open session with the auditor unless it's articulated in the morning when we meet with him and we have a large block on finance. That can just be that. We're getting too finite. I think the way that Summer described it is fine for a preliminary agenda.
So from 4 to 5:30, you want to say executive session?
That's why we schedule the public session earlier, so that they don't get stuck with an executive session and we lose public comment and they have to sit around waiting. Summer just went and explained all that.
It's also starting at 4 o'clock, the second executive session, right? And we can adjust the times if we have to, of course,
all right,
that day.
So
okay, 4 o'clock
executive session with auditor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Are we done with Friday? Did we get everything agreed to? Any objections to any of that we just talked about?
And also we're agreeing to 7 p.m. reception at KPFK. Right.
Right, or as soon as we can get there.
Uh-huh.
I guess we'll find out more when we get there.
All okay, right. Let's go to Saturday.
Thank you all. Okay, Saturday. Is there anything we have
okay.
to do or sort of already defined then?
Bill?
Yeah, Summer?
Hi. Okay, so, and obviously breakfast is 8 to 9 every morning in case I didn't tell people that because that's what fits with our schedule. Saturday, because of our attorney, as much as I hate giving weekend time, I think that we should spend at least the first hour on Saturday, 9 to 10, in executive session so that we can be briefed on our attorney on the status of present litigation, et cetera. I think that would be a good place to start out on Saturday morning. The afternoon, as I said before, pretty much spoken for between public comment, the archives, the manager, and the LSB chair, although not exactly in that order, so we'll get to the afternoon. The real question is how much time Saturday morning and do we spend on executive session, how much time on Sunday with our attorney. We have, you know, more than one subject requiring his attention. But I would recommend at least that we spend, and, you know, it may be worthwhile. Yeah, at least an hour Saturday morning I think should be spent in executive session with our lawyer. Whether we should spend more time than that is some of us should discuss.
Okay, now Sunday morning also much better for an executive session too, right? I think we talked about that before. The public might be less interested in coming on Sunday morning.
I agree completely. Yes, that's why I only recommended an hour on Saturday morning and nothing more, because we'd like to probably use the other 2 hours for public session, I would think, on Saturday. But yes, I agree. Sunday morning is frequently a good place for executive session. So, and maybe a longer one there. We might even do a 3-hour session on Sunday to make up, you know, to cover a lot of ground.
Okay. Okay, let's just work on Saturday mostly now. Who else wanted to say something?
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
I recommend 2 hours on Saturday morning because the public will appreciate not having to be there too early.
I tend to agree.
But I think 2 hours, given the nature of the many things that we have put us off from executive session, two of which are personnel and one of which is the recall election. Those are all time-consuming issues, and circumstances obliged us not to finish some of the personnel issues. So I can't see just having 1 hour on Saturday. So I recommend 2 hours on Saturday morning.
Okay, well, that's one of the things I was going to ask. I'm thinking Monday, if our attorney can come, might be good for some of those executive session issues that the public would be less convenient for them anyway to attend on Monday. But right now we don't know if our attorney can be there, right?
Well, Well, I don't want to count on that now, Bill, because I do think we have a lot of stuff to get through. And he's planned for Saturday and Sunday, and we always have all the stuff that's on the agenda that we haven't gotten to that, you know, we may end up doing on Monday. But I would tend to agree, you know, like if we're breaking for lunch at 1 o'clock and we make that our time, we could have 2 hours from 9 to 11 in executive session, and then 2 hours of public time, public session rather, from 11 to 1, and then we're back in public session from, you know, 2 to 5:30 or 2 to 5, yeah, 2 to 5 on Saturday.
Okay, now remember we have this is a public stream, but so we can't talk too much about details for the executive session, I guess, but Lydia's right, we have a lot of leftover things.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the issue is, do we want to try to cover most of that Saturday morning, or how much time do we need to allocate for executive session?
Well,
this is Nia, Bill.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
I moved that from on Saturday, what date is that? January 28th.
28th.
But, we have executive session from 9 to 11, and then 11 to what time do we want to go to lunch?
Well, may I suggest, if we do that, we have Arlene, the executive director's report, during the, you know, the 11 to 1 portion, not the entire portion, but during that time period on Saturday, because there's a good attendance on Saturday. And
I will move to from 9 to 11, executive session. And then from sometime after 11, after we get a break, the executive session, executive director's report from, let's see, 11 to noon. And then
an open session?
Yeah, open session.
Yeah, open session.
And then from what time do we want to go to lunch? 12:30, 1 o'clock?
We could do it at from 1 to 2 again, or we could do it from 12 to 1 on Saturday. Nothing set in stone that says we have to break at the same time both days, frankly. But
yes.
Well, what else were you going to suggest, Nia, or just that for now?
Yeah, that's for the morning, because we really don't want to spend that much time on Saturday morning the way we just did for Friday.
Yeah. Right. Let me just ask. I'm hoping there's no objections to what Nia just proposed. Is that okay? Okay. Got that, Teresa?
9 to 11, executive session, 11 to noon, open session, executive session, executive director's report.
Right, thank you. Good.
And then from noon to 1 lunch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so noon to 1 lunch, and then we would come back after lunch with, the LSB chair's report we could do from, you know, that gives us basically from 1 to 5 to work on Saturday, and we've got public comments fit in there. I basically told the general manager an hour. I told Brian an hour. So that's 2 hours. If we figure, half an hour for the LSB chair's report. And do we want a half hour or on Saturday for public comment or more?
Okay, Summer, okay. How much, an hour each for the GM and LSB chair? Or an hour total?
No, not an hour for the LSB chair, because he's, you know, at the first of the year, the LSB chairs are all brand new.
I agree. I just want a clarification on how much time
half an hour for the LSB chair's report, an hour for the GM's report with Q&A from the board and the public, figuring we may have questions about the station and the public may, and an hour for the Pacifica Radio Archives. So that gives us 2.5 hours. And then the question is, do we want, if we have a half hour public comment, that's 3 hours. And then if we have, that leaves us another hour to take care of something else in open session on Saturday afternoon.
It'll be 4 to 5.
From 4 to 5, yeah.
Wait a minute.
And then things frequently run over schedule. I don't feel like that's, like we have trouble filling our schedule, but
that takes up one more. So 1 to 4 is the GM report, the LSB chair's report, the Pacifica Radio Archives report.
From 1 to 1, 2, 3. Half hour for the LSB, an hour for the, that's 2.5 hours, so that would be 3:30.
Okay.
So 3:30, then would be public comment?
And then we do public comment from 3:30 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be very similar to the day before.
Okay. And then from 4 to, what time do we have to leave on Saturday?
We have to leave at 5 on Saturday, and that's when we can decide what we're doing with our Saturday evening, but from the main room. So we have another hour for public session on Saturday. So, I mean, we can either be doing, you know, a portion of our agenda, committee reports. We could do committee reports if, you know, I mean, it depends. It's,
what about the elections of chair and the elections of officers?
Oh, dear God. That should kind of take place
officers.
On Friday.
And also
we could do it on Saturday evening, Saturday afternoon, rather.
Okay, so we could do that between 4 and 5 on Saturday. That's not the end of the world.
Right.
Point of information.
Yeah, what, need
three? Sure.
I don't, so I'm assuming that Summer is going to chair until we pick the new chair and the new officers. We haven't really...
That's the way it goes.
Until
the new chair is elected. So that would be from 4 to 5 we're seeing the election of officers.
I get it.
And then 5 o'clock we adjourn?
Yeah, and 5 o'clock we would adjourn. And then, so that works. That's a good placement, Nia.
But Nia was talking while I was talking, so I didn't hear what she said. I'd like the chair to maybe repeat what we've agreed on.
Okay, I think we agreed on the... LSB chair report for 1.5 hour starting at 1 o'clock. 1:30 would be GM report for an hour, including Q&A. Then, let's see, that's it. 2:30, the PRA report for an hour. Public comment for half an hour starting at 3:30. Officer elections at 4.
Right.
Until when we finish.
Okay, so then we're adjourned at 5. And here's the thing, we need to decide, do we want to have, you know, Saturday evening, do we want to go into executive session Saturday evening, or do we want to have several people express an interest in having a desire to be able to talk caucus and, like, you know,
let's decide on the afternoon first, if you don't mind. Okay, is there any objections to what Nia and Summer proposed, what I just read? The schedule for
what is between 2
Saturday
and
afternoon?
5 again?
For officer elections starting at 4 o'clock.
Officer elections.
Do we want to try to do committee elections then, too, or set off the
Mr. Chair.
It's hard to know how long it'll take.
Mr. Chair.
Probably longer than that, yes.
As I meant to ask, as I was trying to ask before, I didn't see any place on Friday where we were just doing general housekeeping and deciding who's going to be convening the meeting up to the point of officer elections. Are we just assuming that Summer's doing that?
Yeah. That's okay with me, but do we need to elect the temporary officers?
No.
No, I think what Nia was saying is that the person
continues until you elect
new officers.
Am I missing something here?
Yeah, I'm not proposing we waste time electing temporary officers on Friday. I'd rather just.
I just want to know. I'm just asking the question, so we haven't missed something.
Someone can you the chair?
Yeah, that's correct, and that's what we did last year until new officers were elected too. Yeah, of course.
Right. Until the officer election Saturday afternoon. Is that okay with everybody? I don't have a problem with that. Okay. So
great,
that answers your question?
All right.
Does
so
that answer your question, right, Teresa?
Yes. So may I repeat this so I understand we're all on the same page? 9 to 11 executive session, 11 to noon open session with the executive director's report, noon to 1 lunch, 1 to 3:30 LSB chairs report, GM report, Pacifica Radio archives report, 3:30 to 4 public session, 4 to 5 officer elections, 5 p.m. adjourn.
Yeah, public comment at 3:30 to 4.
Okay, public comment, I'm sorry.
Right. Okay, then after 5, Summer, you were going to propose something?
Well, basically our two options are either we don't, you know, schedule Saturday evening. We have dinner between like 5 and 7, and we give people the evening off, and they can caucus and meet and discuss about things on the pending 2 days agendas. The two museums closest to the hotel are open late that evening, providing plenty of outdoor venues as well as indoor ones for people to talk and go in groups and whatever, but without structuring people's time, knowing that there are things close by to do after dinner with a free shuttle to take people back and forth. Conversely, we don't do that, and of course that's why I was asking about the scheduling of the film, because if that was happening on Saturday night, that might be what we would schedule for Saturday evening. But since we're not, you know, we don't know where that's at right now. Conversely, is that we could meet in executive session Saturday night in our secondary conference room. And we may not know until we're there whether, you know, that needs to be done or not, which is the other thing, you know. So we could leave it open, and if it seems that we need to do executive session, then we go into executive session for the evening with our attorney if we feel there won't be sufficient time on Sunday. But anyway, those are kind of what our options look like right now. Some people had expressed an interest to have a little bit of time that wasn't booked in solid, and others had not. So I kind of am throwing it out there for some discussion.
Okay. Comments, anybody?
Let's leave Saturday night. This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, let's leave Saturday night alone. That's not
right.
We need to book right now. I recommend we move on to Sunday and into the committees, since the LSVs are waiting for us to do that. And the only thing I would like to comment about that is that we not forget Kathy's motion about committees. I think that discussion should take place before we actually elect people to committees, in case her motion prevails and or whatever. My only comment on Sunday.
Yeah, we actually deferred, I believe, three issues to the in-person meeting. We've done that in the last couple of meetings.
Yeah. Yeah, but weren't two of them executive?
No. It's the PD hire process, Kathy's motion, and the publicist motion. Those were the three.
What was this?
Those are all public.
What were those again, Tommy?
The PD hire process, the publicist's motion, and Kathy's motion on quorum.
Well, remember, we need to have, and I guess, Lydia, you're not sure yet about Saturday versus Sunday for the special guest, right? Lydia?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Okay, you're not sure yet whether Saturday or Sunday is going to be when that special guest
will be. I'll let Summer know soonest.
Right. So whichever the other one is, we could cover this stuff, or we could go into executive session. And we also need time for to finish the ED review and to do the CFO review sometime.
Bill, this is Summer.
And probably need to do it when our attorney's there. Yes, Summer?
Yeah, well, what I was going to suggest, since we're not going to pre-schedule Saturday night, and it's the only night that anything's open late near there, so Sunday night doesn't work that same way for unstructured time, I think that we should have the morning portion, as I think you had mentioned before, for executive session, from the entire morning session on Sunday morning to fully utilize our attorney's presence for our evaluations and getting through that process and anything else that is left over from any other issues. But frankly, I'd be fine with, you know, at least 9 to 11 on Sunday morning again for the executive session portion, I would suggest would be in order. And then I like having the discussion about committee structure that Kathy brought up and Lydia raised before we populate the committees, because that is that continues to be an issue, the ability to meet quorum in these various committees and whether we have, you know, too many of them even. But I don't know. So I would move that we have the first 2 hours of Sunday morning be an executive session, certainly, and then that we deal with the committees after that.
Okay. Okay, Lydia was suggesting we skip Saturday for now. Is that okay? So for Sunday,
what did you say?
2 hours. Lydia's suggesting we skip Saturday evening for now.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I think that's fine because we'll know when we're there if it's a necessity or not. And if we structure another 2 hours into Sunday morning, like that'll be 4 hours of straight attorney time right there, regardless of whether we do some extra time, you know.
Okay. All right. So if we're trying to finish up all the executive session stuff, I'm not sure even 2 hours on Saturday and 2 hours on Sunday will be enough. So I guess we need
to think about why don't we do the entire Sunday morning session?
What do we need to do while our attorney is there?
Why don't we take the whole Sunday morning session so that we until we break for lunch? I mean, we could even, you know, we could have a three-hour session from 9 to noon and then break for lunch from noon to 1 and then go into a discussion of committee structure from, like, 1 to 1:30 and committee committee assignments. So do that between 1 and 2, probably.
I'd like to move that. This is Nia.
I think that makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you.
Finally, any other discussion on that?
So 9 to noon executive session, and am I correct in understanding that this is for evaluation of the ED and CFO?
Yeah, and other
and
leftover
anything else that,
executive
yeah, okay.
session business.
All right, fine, okay.
And then lunch from noon to 1, and then from 1 to 2, committee structure discussion and committee assignments. Hopefully, we don't have to have too many elections. People can just get into committee again.
This is Nia, Bill. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Nia.
Maybe. I think we should give the committee quorums a time certain, let's say half an hour or whatever, and then the elections. And during the committee assignments, because we could pass out the sheets like we did. And
right.
And if there's an election to be held, then maybe during that time there could be public comment.
Well, that's another day. I was thinking maybe even committee elections Monday, because that's not the kind of thing the public's going to care about, even though it needs to be open.
That's true. I'm not
averse
to
that. But we can pass the sheet during public comment. I mean, I think we should pay attention to what the public's saying, but...
I went too far.
I don't know. We do need to deal with those three deferred motions, plus there's other business on the agendas that we haven't gotten to yet. We might even have some committee reports. We haven't talked about that. And
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
besides personnel, I guess personnel will have the, management evaluation. And
make
yeah.
a motion, Bill.
Okay, Nia.
We come back from lunch at 1. You said.
By on Sunday.
Noon yeah. to 1.
1. Okay, so from 1 to 1:30 is the committee quorum motion.
Ouch.
1:30 to 3. The committee reports usually take a little while. So maybe 1:30 to about 2, maybe to about 4, we do committee reports. And then there's something to comment on from 4.
I'm okay with that. There's one other thing that we need to factor in, which we've forgotten to mention, which is the affiliates call-in, which if there's a little better outreach, maybe we'll have a little better participation than the last time. I'm not sure we should put that, but I was thinking on the weekend we'd have a greater likelihood of participation. So, I mean, I like the general idea of doing the committee reports and giving a nice good length of time for them like that. And public comment, and maybe we should fit the affiliates call in there somewhere. What do you think? If we had public comment from 4 to 4:30, and
right.
Well, I would think it might be good to have it Saturday from 1 to 1:30.
That's when the GM and the KPFK people are giving their report.
Well, the one advantage to having it at the beginning of a session is that you don't want something to run over and have them hold, because when they're on the phone, they can't sit in queue. You have to just keep calling until somebody picks up.
So why don't we do it on the beginning of the Sunday afternoon session? Same
exactly.
principle. Saturday's already kind of booked, so that way we could have instead of having the committee quorum discussion. I mean, I think Bill makes a valid point that maybe we could do the whole committee population thing on Monday, because that's kind of us. But maybe we could have the affiliates call in between 1 and 1:30. I don't know. Does that, Teresa, does that make seem better?
fine. It doesn't matter to me.
The only concern there, of course, is, you know, is everybody back in the room, and we haven't run over, you know, coming back from lunch or something, which is the other issue. So what if we did this instead of having, if we have the committee quorum discussion and committee's assignments between 1 and 2, if for some strange reason that's running over, if we have a time certain at 2 o'clock for the affiliates call in from 2 to 2:30, and then we could do the committee reports from 2:30. It's not long enough, huh? 2 to 2:30, 2:30 to 4:30 for committee reports, and then public comment from 4:30 to 5? I don't know. Everything. Yeah, it's not long enough, is it?
Well, it really depends. I think if people really, I mean, we're in radio, and people know that they have to deal with time. If people have their reports properly prepared, then they won't be that lengthy. I mean, unless you're going to allow all kinds of questions.
Well, I think it's not unrealistic. What was your first assessment of time, Nia? 3 hours for committee reports?
Yeah, to have all.
Why don't we move the committee quorum discussion and the committee assignments to Monday, like Bill suggests? Because I agree with him, it's of less interest to the public, probably. And we could do committee reports from 1 to 4. We would have to have a time certain, even if we're in the middle of the most fantastic debate. We could have the affiliates from 4 to 4:30. Is that too late in the day because some are East Coast and it's a Sunday? I don't know. Tell me if you think so. And then we could have public comment from 4:30 to 5. I know we have to juggle it around somehow, but we shouldn't forget that the affiliates call and try to put it somewhere where it has a chance of being heard if we can get decent participation. So,
I'm sorry, I dropped for a second.
I was just suggesting that maybe we do the committee reports from 1 to 4 on Sunday and do the affiliates with a time certain at 4 p.m.
Okay.
I didn't know if that was too late in the day. I'm sort of inquiring if anybody has an opinion on that. But, you know, from 4 to 4:30, and then we could do public comment from 4:30 to 5 on Sunday, which is a nice time of day. And then we'd figure out our Sunday evening.
So, Kathy Davis's – so from 1 to 4, we have – Kathy Davis's motion on quorum and committee report, right?
I was actually moving her motion on quorum over to the next day with committee elections. As I was saying, we could move both of those things to Monday, perhaps, because committee reports, her motion on quorum is kind of directly related to assignments. I don't know. It's just a thought. Bill's idea that we could do that on Monday, I think, is true. I think that's more of an internal functionality issue than something the public is really concerned with, whereas the committee reports might have some public interest, you know. So I think it would just be committee reports from 1 to 4. And
yeah,
if we don't use all the time, that's beautiful, you know. And then a time certain of 4 p.m. for the affiliates call-in from 4 to 4:30, then public comment from 4:30 to 5 p.m. And then we can figure out we need to figure out whether we're scheduling in a Sunday evening session or, you know, if there's something that will interfere with that. So, I don't know, but Bill, is there any objection to that as an idea for the Sunday day portion?
That's fine with me. I was going to ask if there's anybody else have anything to say on that. Committee reports 1 to 4 Sunday, then affiliates calling at 4. Let's just decide that first. Okay.
And then public comment at 4:30.
Yeah, okay. For 30 minutes.
Oh,
I think as long as we do a half hour every day, that's fine. That gives us 2 hours for the meeting. That's probably fine because I found there weren't sufficient members of the public to fill up an hour, and we can always extend it if it's necessary.
Yeah, that's fine.
Especially when you put it at 4:30, you can always, you know, go a little bit later if it's
so
needed.
Are we saying 5 p.m. is adjourned? What's it, 5?
That would probably be adjournment for dinner, you know.
And then like Saturday, right? Because we don't know what's going to happen. right?
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. And I have found we never suffer from a lack of additional business if we find that, you know, like, okay, good, this evening is open. You know, we can always continue meeting. So.
Yeah, let me ask right now, since we talked about committee reports. Okay, for this committee, I'm not sure why we want to. We have to resent. I think we can do some of this by email.
Sure.
I'll be glad to write up a draft written report and just send it to all of you. One of the things I think we ought to talk about, though, is and get discussion on is the proposal to ask for volunteers to help with streaming the meetings, the committee meetings. And so just be thinking of other things you want to add for the coordinating committee report. And I guess, Summer, you want to, or you want me to remind all the committee chairs to get their reports written?
Oh, I think we can both
properly.
Remind them. That's what we've done in the past,
okay.
And I find the more reminders, the better. Chris has already sent out one reminder. I'll send a reminder, and you send a reminder, and then maybe we'll get them, okay?
Right. And all of you, remind your committee chairs, or if you are a chair, it really helps to get those in writing so they get in the board book. So everybody has it in writing. We don't have to spend all the time just reading it out loud. And then we can have more time for discussion or question and answers, things like that.
Sure. Our motions that are coming in the course of committee reports, that's where I think we'll really have the most time used up. You know,
oh, right. Yeah.
There'll be
right.
motions and then discussion will ensue. That's why 3 hours probably is not even remotely unrealistic, you know. So
okay. Let me throw something out for Saturday or Sunday night that's whichever day is night is available. I'd still like to have a discussion about how to make our boards more effective, the PNB and the LSB. Having just somebody open it up and say, like, what are your frustrations? What's not working with your LSB or the PNB, and what can we do about it? I think that will open up a lot of ideas, and we might even come to some agreement on some of it. You know, I'm not sure, but, you know, we have
4 days on it.
We have ongoing problems of not getting through the agenda, spending way much too much time on agenda approval, things like that, and there's other specifics that I'll bet we get agreement on, at least what the problems are. Maybe we want to get agreement on the solutions, but if we discuss it, not as a meeting, you know, but just as sort of as a workshop or an informal discussion, I'd like to do that. Does that make sense to the rest
Teresa,
of you?
Teresa, I have something to add on this.
Teresa?
This is what I wanted to discuss about Friday. At some point, I think we need to ask people what their goals are. I mean, from one person to the next, I really don't know where you're coming from, what you want to get done, or what you think a board member does. I did talk to one board member. I said, you know, why don't you, you know, sell some tickets and, you know, to raise some money for the station. And, you know, if people don't buy them, just let it roll off and just go on to the next. You know, if you sell one ticket out of 10 requests, don't feel bad. That's a success. And the person said, well, you know, I'm just kind of an armchair activist. I'm kind of the person that, like, sits on the couch and watches the show about Howard Zinn. Well, I think that this is a problem that you have some board members, and they have given no thought to what they're going to accomplish. And I think that should either, you know, we should go around the circle and people should say, you know, this is where I'm coming from. This is what I want to do. This is what I think a board member does. And that might be a good time to do between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. on Friday.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the effectiveness as a board might be a good time to discuss that issue. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure an hour is enough time for all that. Or now, I don't know if you want to combine that with what I was suggesting, that's fine, but I don't think an hour is enough.
Make them come in at 8:30 then.
It's this summer?
Yeah, Summer?
I think that's a good discussion to have, but it isn't the same thing as what I was envisioning, which is a very straightforward, which does lay out some of what is your role as a board member in terms of these are your legal responsibilities. These are some resources for you as a member of a nonprofit board and some of those types of things where people really don't seem to have a grasp of their sort of legal responsibilities in serving on a board that it isn't just that there's a larger role in the public sphere in terms of what you're supposed to be doing for a nonprofit organization, which isn't the same as necessarily personal goals, although obviously the two would touch on each other. I think, Teresa, that's a good conversation to have. I don't think I agree with Bill. I don't think that hour on Friday morning would be sufficient time to do that, but I think, you know, if we have a little bit of time to, like, just sit around as a group and discuss some of these things, some of what you're talking about, Bill, why things don't work, I mean, those types of discussions are certainly helpful in focusing people's attention on, you know, why are you putting time in on being on this board and what are you doing to help contribute to the foundation's overall well-being are certainly worthwhile discussions to have while we're all together, and maybe we can figure out a time specific for that, but I don't think it would be something that we'd be able to actually realize in the time that we've got allotted for Friday morning before we go into executive session.
Well, I think...
Yeah, and I agree. I think those are different type things, yeah.
Yeah, there's two different aspects.
Yeah, other people want to comment on this?
Teresa.
Okay, well, let me see if somebody else wants to that hasn't spoken on it yet. Anybody? Everybody asleep? Okay, Teresa.
I remember one time when I went to Power Tools training, or Best Boards, one or the other, and Peter Durkin, who's the head of Planned Parenthood in the Houston area, said, and he looked around at all these nonprofits, he says, is there anyone here where people shoot at you? Oh, Pacifica. And immediately knew we had something in common. I think that whoever does that that board training or orientation should bring in a few examples and have a good sense of humor, but should help us understand right away that we have something in common and get us focused. And if we can't do it then, I mean, I think we ought to go back to the point where we're kind of explaining where we're coming from to help us get focused so people can demonstrate a little bit of leadership or vision. Because otherwise, we have individual agendas, or we just don't know. I mean, there has to be a point, and I'm looking for it. Tell me when is the best time to do this. I mean, we could either add to what we do in that first hour or try to squeeze it into that first hour, but I think whoever, Summer, you're working on whoever's doing that first hour. I hope this person give some thought to it, and it's not too generic. And I mean, because we really need someone to help us just jump in feet first and find something in common.
May I, Bill?
Yeah. Who's that?
It's Summer again.
Okay.
It's not just dash expectations, but we have had at the local level the effort on part of some people to, like, bring in a mediator to try and get everyone on the same page, as it were. And I found that dramatically unsuccessful. I don't know. I mean, a lot of this, I mean, some people have much more definite ideas than others in terms of the things that need to be accomplished here, obviously. But I think sometimes people don't even realize what some of their true, like, tasks and responsibilities are, and they get very derailed as a result of that. I don't know that I'll be, I guess, how do I put this? Getting us to where we see those common goals is a really skilled facilitator's task, and not something I necessarily feel I would be able to in any way say that's what I'm going to have there. I really would be happy if we had someone who even brought us up to speed on basic duties and responsibilities to keep us in mind of those. What you're talking about, I think, is still, it's a very good discussion. I think it's a longer type of discussion because it causes people to think and have to look inward and say, well, why am I serving on this board? What do I bring to the table? What can I do to help the foundation? Which a good facilitator could certainly help to bring that conversation about, but I think that in and of itself would take... we can have the conversation amongst ourselves, but I think a sort of workshop type of thing that you might be talking about, which would maybe help make people into better board members, would probably require like a 3-hour type of time commitment to be really effective, because it requires deeper conversations, because sometimes people are not necessarily reflective. Other people are, and it takes bridging. I've gone to some more intensive, like, all-day type of workshops that are really good, but they're not... They're not fast processes when you have such a large group to try and bring together. So I think maybe the breakout time or unstructured time might be good to ask to have, like, a a discussion time to for people to talk to each other about what are your goals as a board member in the upcoming year, you know, some of those discussions. But we have to figure out when to do that.
Okay, let's see if other people want to talk. Who else besides Teresa and Summer and me?
This is Nia.
Okay, Nia?
I would like to get us back to completing the agenda, please. So we've done Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we've done Monday?
Well, I haven't finished that, but I was just hoping we could reserve some time for this as separate from Friday morning for this sort of workshop discussion. But
well, perhaps sometime on Sunday evening, one or the other of those two evenings might be
a good time.
Say, like, hey, let's go meet in the lounge for an hour. Let's meet downstairs. You know what I mean? We can meet in our secondary boardroom, whatever. It doesn't really matter to say, let's sit down and talk about this, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, even if it's just an hour-long discussion, maybe it'll be good to get it started, you know.
Right. Is that okay? Well, and then we can go on, like Anita was saying, let's finish the rest of the agenda?
Yeah, for Monday morning.
May I please go through on what I think we've agreed to for Sunday?
Sure.
That was
9
to noon executive session, noon to 1 lunch, 1 to 4 committee reports, 4 to 4:30 time certain affiliates call in, 4 to 30 to 5 public comment, 5 adjourn. And I would like to say, Summer, I agree with you that it might be nice to have that Sunday night, but I would like it a little bit more formal than, okay, those of you who want to come. I would like somebody specifically to plan something for us that just would hopefully tie us together.
This is Nia, Bill.
Okay, Nia.
In terms of our role and responsibilities, right? Everybody could go on the internet and could Google that really quickly as to see what our roles and responsibilities are. I think what we need to go back to is what we had in Houston, like I had said on the last coordinating committee, is where we sit down and we have a heart-to-heart talk like we did there. You know, talk about it, leave it to personal agendas and so forth. Those are types of things that we should talk about.
Bill?
Yeah.
And
okay.
We're done Sunday.
Okay, hold a second, Summer. Is that you done yet?
Yeah, I think that's what, because... I mean, no matter how many times you tell people what their roles and responsibilities are, in order to change the hearts and minds of people, we need to understand each other better. And I think people have ulterior motives here and accusing people of all manner of things. That's what's causing the problems, and that's what we need to talk about, honestly.
Yeah,
May
I agree.
I make a suggestion?
Okay, Summer? Yeah, go ahead,
Summer. I think, you know, Teresa, if you'd be willing, I mean, I think, like, 3 simple questions, you know, why are you serving on the board? What do you bring to the board? What would you like to accomplish during your service on the board for the foundation? That sort of thing. Maybe you could articulate sort of like that, 3 or 4 questions. There's nothing to say we can't do some sort of going around the table to sort of acquaint ourselves with each other and reacquaint ourselves with each other. But a really deep discussion really does have to have more time scheduled into it. I mean, you know, we could add some of that during that hour, depending on what else is going on. But I think it just depends on whether you're trying to reach resolution or just open the discussion, because opening the discussion, a little of that won't be as time intensive, but really, you know, continuing a discussion obviously is something we'd have to, I think, factor more time in. So, I mean, I'm not in any way opposed to having some of that discussion on Friday morning. I just think realistically that's not a lot of time for it. So I don't know if you want to try and schedule some time onto the Monday portion of our agenda. I think, you know, we still have stuff on the agenda and we still have Monday to schedule out here. So we have still some time, but that's sort of towards the end of our time together. So I don't know if that's pushing it, you know, too far the other way, frankly. So
this is Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
4 questions could be answered when we introduce ourselves. How about that? When we introduce ourselves.
Well, that's sort of what I was thinking. During the first hour, one can do one of those things where you go around a table.
Where we do the introduction.
So I guess, if Teresa, if you could solidify those 4 questions into something along the lines of, you know, why are you serving on the board? What do you bring, you know, what do you see yourself being able to bring to this?
I will work on that.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Yeah, because that maybe would help lead the discussion off. And, yeah, that would be a nice way to at least
make people think about it and get us.
The reason I think of it is like we have done absolutely no planning, like strategic planning. So I think as a board, we're not on the same page. I really would like to help the group get on the same page because I think it would make us life a lot easier for all of us if we found out what we had more in common.
I agree. I will
give that some thought.
Thank you. That would be helpful because, I mean, a lot of what we spend our time on is the internal bloodletting, which is really unfortunate,
okay.
But it really is, you know, that would be a positive way where people can think of their best positive reason. What are they doing here? What do they want to contribute, you know?
And another reason, I want to say one more thing.
Okay.
We didn't do an evaluation of ourselves as a board, and now it's going to be too late to do it because this is, you know, some of these people will be new, but that might have helped because I think that sometimes as board members, we're not appreciating what our staff is doing because we have given no thought to our own effectiveness or lack thereof. So, thank you.
Well, I mean, you're making a very generalized statement. Anyway, please, if you can put some of those into some questions for everyone, I think that would probably help facilitate.
All right, I'll do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think what we decided is, you know, Teresa is going to come up with some possible questions that we'll ask people to try to include or answer briefly during their introductions on Friday morning at 9. And then on either Saturday or Sunday evening, we'll try to schedule some time. We'll figure out details later of either just informal talking in the lounge or a workshop on making our boards function better. Okay. Monday.
Could you repeat that, Bill?
Right.
Repeat that last one. Is somebody taking an assignment?
Okay.
I'm not taking any more assignments.
We don't have an assignment yet. I think we'll need to work this out. We can work it out by email. I don't know if you know if we're going to have a facilitator or we'll just, like Neo was saying, sit around in the lounge at the hotel and discuss this stuff. The reason I think this is important is this is the kind of thing we cannot do at our telephone meetings. It's one of the most valuable opportunities when we're there in person is to have these sort of non-formal discussions about, you know, how do we get to be more effective. Okay, so that's Friday or Saturday evening. Monday. Okay, what do we decide to wait to defer till Monday? Whatever's left over on the agenda?
Yeah, I think so. I think we should just realize that, you know, we never get through the entirety of the agenda between motions and things that have come up. We could try to structure out Monday right now, but I think that
assignments, right?
We've done.
Well, we have. Sorry, go ahead.
Did we start Monday? On Monday, we said we were going to do the quorum motion.
Right. But that's
that
probably
right?
only, I mean, even
so
with the committee assignments, that's probably only an hour or so, right? I mean.
Well, oh, goodness, I hope it doesn't take that long. The 9 to 9,
I know, right?
From 9:30 to, what? Sorry, I'm getting hoarse. What time do we break for lunch? And try to get the.
We've been breaking at noon, except I think one day we broke at 1. I hope that doesn't screw up our schedule. But
sometimes we don't even break on Monday. Remember last day?
Yeah, right. If we figure we start at 9 a.m., I mean, yeah, we could break between noon and 1 for lunch, but we may just go and come back over. So.
Go
ahead.
They would have had the sheets for people to fill out what committees they want to serve on. If people want to, then I could create that sheet just to, you know, to bring it, to expedite that. And whosoever is chairing, could I ask that whosoever is chairing to try to chair efficiently and not speak excessively? Because that, too, helps to move the meeting along.
Nia, did you just
okay,
agree?
So you're
did you just
so you're
agree
proposing...
to make the sheet?
Pardon?
Did you just agree to make the sign-up sheets for the committees?
I could create, so it's not handwritten. I could do that.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the order then? What do you want? Are you proposing a specific order in those three deferred motions first or the committee assignments first?
And what are the three deferred motions?
The PD hire process, the quorum requirement,
right?
Publicist motion. Publicists.
Well, I would suggest that, frankly, that we, you know, I mean, that we do the quorum motion and the committee assignments first, and then the other deferred motions and anything else remaining on the agenda for the rest of the, you know, for the rest of the Monday. So.
Yeah, but we should get the committee reports done, though, Summer.
Well, no, we've got committee reports scheduled for Sunday already. We've got 3 hours for committee reports on Sunday.
Right, that's right. Yep, you're right.
And that's what I'm saying. Anything that didn't get covered on Sunday kind of should be finished up on Monday. And if we start out with the quorum motion, do the committee assignments, then we've got the PD hire and the publicist and anything else that's still lingering on the agenda at that point.
Well, the PD hire will become part of the personnel committee report now.
Okay, so so it'll be on Sunday. So I really think Monday will be our overflow for what hasn't been accomplished on Sunday in terms of any motions or if we haven't gotten all the way through all the committee reports.
Right.
I don't know. Somebody got a better idea on Monday?
Point of information, do I understand the PD hire process motion will be now done on Saturday between 1 and 4 during the personnel committee report?
No, that's Sunday. Sunday, Teresa.
Sunday.
Saturday is all archived.
I meant Sunday.
Yeah.
It was originally a committee report, a committee motion, and so it makes sense to put it back there on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
And speaking of committee, can we sort of alternate, like we could do maybe technology, then audit, and then maybe what comes before technology? Racism and sexism, then maybe finance, you know, go from top to bottom, then bottom to top. Kind of mix them
up. You know, what I prefer to do is the ones that provide written reports, let them go first. And the others, if we have time, we'll get to them.
Serves them right.
So, we can do first come, first served. I don't know. There's more motivation here, but. I don't care what order, though, except that I do want to make sure we get to the ones that actually give us a report.
Did the Committee on Sexism and Racism, did that committee even meet?
I don't think so.
Maybe we ought to move that committee be eliminated.
I wouldn't do that. Please, oh, God, no. Let me get off the PNB first.
But it's not a committee that's in the bylaws.
It was formed after.
It could be eliminated.
Okay, so I didn't want to override rule whatever anybody else was going to suggest, like Nia. So regarding committee order, that was just my personal preference on giving some emphasis or priority to the ones that are written reports. But somebody want to suggest an order for the committee's reports?
I agree with you. If the chair takes the time to write the report, then I think you're right. Those reports should be entertained. I agree.
So committee reports on Saturday from 1 to 4 in the order
On Sunday
in the order that the reports have been received.
Not necessarily. Or they were received. Summer and Bill could work that out.
We'll work it out. I mean, frankly, we just, you know, as long as we continue forward till we get through them, that'll be fine. So, yeah, we can get that straightened out in the next couple of days. I don't think it really matters as long as we make sure we get through all of them, you know.
Okay, well, back to Monday.
So on Monday, what we need to know is, do we have any open session public comment time? Do we need to have public comment time? Do we want to when we don't know exactly the structure of our day? Because Monday's a shorter day, and if we don't have every moment of it penciled in, do we want to have public comment on Monday? Or
I would suggest no. We used to have three-day meetings, 30 minutes each, public comment.
Okay. And I think we're okay because I don't
think
see
that's
the public.
Enough, and most of the public isn't going to even come on Monday probably.
That's quite true, yeah.
Could I make a compromise suggestion?
Okay.
That if the public is there and the public asks for it, that we accommodate the public, how about that?
Yeah, totally. That's what I did in D.C. I think that's fine. If that's okay with everybody else, I mean, that never bothers me.
Okay, I guess if we're not having any executive session, then it won't be dead hard. Because I don't like keeping them waiting for an hour or two while we finish an executive session either.
You normally, we're used to working with our lawyers on that last day or the Friday or whatever, and I think that, you know, if for some reason our lawyer stays over, we haven't accomplished everything, you know, and we decided to meet early Monday morning. Nobody's going to show up early Monday morning for executive session, so we could schedule public comment from, you know, I mean, if we're not scheduling it, we just take them. They come later that, you know, day during open session. I think that is probably fine. I mean, we might get two or three members.
Do you want to schedule 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes or what?
We can schedule 30 minutes, and if it doesn't get used, we can take it back into our schedule. I mean, do you want to schedule public? We could schedule public comment from 11:30 to 12. I don't like scheduling it after lunch because it's just a mad dash for everybody trying to get their luggage and check out. And do, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me to schedule it in the afternoon, even though normally that's what I would do. So if we were going to schedule it, I'd probably schedule it between 11:30 and 12. That's just, I don't know, that would be my inclination, but I don't know, what do other people think?
Yeah. What time are we going to adjourn on Monday?
I think we told people we'll finish by 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the air flights are, but if somebody's leaving at 4 o'clock, I told people don't make a reservation before 4 o'clock if possible. So that kind of means we need to finish by around 2.
And what time is checkout?
Summer?
Checkout is noon standard, but I told them I'd like a late checkout for the entire board, and the sales manager wrote down 2 p.m. I don't think that's going to be a problem for us, actually. So I will double confirm that this week, okay? But I discussed that up front.
But it's still better to check out early if you can and avoid the line.
Right. Well, or you have all your stuff ready, even if you just cruise down at the end. But, yeah, anyway, so I think we'll have a little flexibility there, okay? But, you know,
okay,
we can and they'll hold anything at the concierge if you want to go, and, you know, if your flight's much later in the day and you want to go do something else, you know, just check out and put your luggage with the hotel and go take a shuttle someplace.
Okay, so let's see. Summer proposed 11:30 to 12 for public comment Monday, if there's public there. Otherwise, we won't have it. Or we'll shorten it. Any objections?
But that way there's a period they can aim at, yeah.
Right. Okay, any objections?
Hearing
none, we'll have to do that.
I'm 11:30 to 12.
I would say 11:30 up till 12, depending on how many people want to speak at public comment. And I assume we'll do 3 minutes each, probably, again, unless there's some huge number.
Did we agree? All I heard was 9 to 11 a.m. Kathy Davis's motion on quorum and committee elections.
No, and I think the other two postponed motion. Oh no, you said one is going to be in the personnel committee, and what is the other one? The motion on publicists.
Publicists
motion that's came out of LSB, and it came out of development.
Right, so it'll go back into the development committee.
Yeah, this is what we should
do. Right.
Just make sure that those are in the committee reports on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, do we have anything specific that we need to schedule for Monday, or is Monday going to be our overflow day? Because we always have overflow, because we are never able to, you know, I mean.
Well, there's Kathy's motion and then any other leftover stuff on the agenda.
Yeah,
and
but that's
like,
kind of right.
Overflow, yeah.
But like Lydia
said,
motion needs to come first on Sunday. Wasn't that what we said? I'm getting, my sequencing is getting off here. Kathy's motion on the quorum.
Yeah. Okay.
But that should be on Sunday, before the other.
No, we agreed it would be on Monday because it's not a committee report. It has to do with the structure.
That's right. Yes.
Before we do assignments committee, so that we get that straight before.
That's
people
right.
All strung out on too many committees and can't do it, you know. So.
Okay. Are there other things we've probably forgotten about that we need to do this week? That weekend.
I mean, are we going to feel alarmed because we haven't structured all of Monday? I mean, I don't think it'll cause us any harm. You know, if everything else is structured, we're going to know that there'll be some overflow. There always is, and that's Monday.
Point of information.
We usually fill it up.
Yeah.
I think we ought to put, okay. Right now I'm kind of a little distracted, so I still have 9 to 11 a.m., Kathy Davis's motion on quorum and committee elections. How would you like this to read?
How about we do this? How about we put that from 9 to 10, and then we have from 10 to 11:30 any unfinished business from remainder of agenda. That way it's sort of it's listed. So we cover our notice requirements, and that covers that if, you know, we haven't finished our business from the previous 3 days, we'll continue.
10 to 11,
11:30. 11:30. Public comment in 30 to 12.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Yeah,
I would put possible executive session in there too, just to notice it in case we don't finish whatever we need to do the day before.
So why don't we do this, Bill? Why don't we have executive session notice from 9 to 10? Simply because nobody's going to be there then, and then we could do 10 to 11:30. We could actually do with Kathy's motion committee assignments unfinished business from the agenda, okay, and then public comment 11:30 to 12, lunch and checkout 12 to 1, and we come back for any other unfinished business between 1 and 2.
This is LaVorn.
Okay, LaVorn.
Just quickly, I'm going to get off the call since you guys are finishing up the agenda. I have to be someplace, and I need to be in before 8 o'clock. So I will with you later.
Okay.
Thank you. Only problem with having executive session first is that if we don't need that, then can we even start the open session if it's noticed for later?
Good point. So do you want to have executive session afterwards, after lunch? I mean, like as our last wrap-up before we leave?
Well, maybe.
In case we need it.
After public comment.
Okay.
And also what Lydia had to say.
Yes, I mean, I think that we should notice it as a possible executive session, but make that the early time, because now we're talking about Monday when there's a lot of traffic. It's going to take, the listeners aren't going to be there anyway. I'm quite confident about that. So I think we should, and then you meet the requirement because it can be, one way or the other. So it's not like we're hiding the possibility. And then stick to the early morning time. I wouldn't leave it till later.
I think it's
more likely that if our attorney is staying over, that he's not going to want to stay over till later. So.
I agree.
And we don't even know if that's feasible yet. So I would leave this up to the chair to work this out because there are variables that only she'll be able to determine in the next day or two.
Okay, other people want to say anything on this?
Yeah.
About when and if they have an executive session? Yeah, Mia?
Yeah, and speaking of chair, remember to please post it. Since the CPB auditor still here, make sure we're giving 7 days notice. That means that this has to be posted by the meeting on Friday.
By
Friday, you three of you, three officers, need to get this posted.
Yeah, I think we'll be aiming at Thursday night.
Yep.
The sensitive agenda.
Well, and Teresa, if you would be kind enough to send your minutes back out to us, that will help to recraft the agenda quickly. Thank you.
Well, I'm trying. Let me see if I understand this. 9 to 10 a.m. executive session, 10 to 11:30, Kay Davis's motion on quorum and committee elections, 11:30 to noon, or up to noon, public comment, noon to 1 is lunch, 1 to 2 unfinished business, and 2 p.m. adjourn, or when are we going to, is that right?
That sounds right. I don't think it'll take an hour and a half for the quorum motion and committee election, so we might do a little unfinished business in there as well if we have time, okay? But otherwise it sounds perfect.
Do you really, I can't remember from last year, but did we get our committee elections done within an hour?
Well, it's only if there's contention over a spot from a signal area. If everyone can be agreeable and, this one takes that one committee and the other one takes this one, but if we start having to hold elections for two or three committees, then it gets more extenuated. That's all. So, it's fine to leave an hour and a half for it just to be, we're covered. And if we have any extra time, great, we'll utilize it for something else, I think. So, I think that's probably fine. I don't think we're going to find a bit more.
We've done it less than an hour.
This is Lydia.
Two elections. I think one election, rather. Or no election, as it turned out.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah, I think since this is coming so late in our meeting, that we will have had plenty of time to meet with other people to see who's willing to serve on the various committees in our respective groups, for lack of a better word. And so I think that it will be enough time. Now, I think that would be the least of our problems, as long as we get it done. So let's all make use of the time, the previous 3 days, to do so.
Yeah, totally. And I don't think we're going to fine-tune it much more than this right here. You know, I think we're pretty – this is pretty good. We've got our blocks of time allocated, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so what Teresa read just a minute ago, are there objections to that on those times?
No.
Nine to 10 executive session. I'm still not sure about having it first, but I guess if we're pretty sure we're going to need it, that's okay. Then Kathy's motion, then committee elections, then lunch, then leftover stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? Seriously, if worse came to worse and we didn't need the executive session, we could use it for one of these sort of like let's discuss what we're doing as a board type of things, because the public doesn't have to be there for the board to talk to each other and say, hey, what
are
we doing this year to stop? You know, I mean, seriously, so much of our time gets wasted on stuff that does nothing for the foundation that we spend real time on, but it's not productive, that, you know, that would be a great conversation to have. So I think we shouldn't stress if we end up not needing it for a real executive session, if we end up using it for board work that's of a collegial nature, to, like, sort of leave on a good note of what are we doing in solidarity for the network, you know. So I think we just need to be focused to utilize the time, you know, and I think we'll be able to do so.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, I think
even if we have a session the night before, we can people can sleep on it, and then we may have some other thoughts. Okay.
Right, or if something happens and the schedule is too tight, like, you know, it gives us some time, more allocation of space to accomplish something like that. So.
Okay, is there anything else that we're forgetting about that we need to do for the agenda?
Let me see if I understand this. 9 to 10, executive session, 10 to 11:30, the motion on quorum and committee elections, 11:30 to noon, could be public comment, noon to 1 lunch, 1 to 2 unfinished business, 2 p.m. adjourn. And
that
sounds right.
I'm sorry? That sounds right, Teresa.
All right, so that was passed without objection. Okay, thank you.
Right, that's what I was going to ask. So I assume there's objections, right? Okay.
So Bill is
now,
Bill is asking if we forgot anything. Sorry.
Yeah, and also, if there's any of the logistics that we need that we can't do by email or whatever, by phone, anything else that we need to worry about on that?
I don't think so. And I think, I presume, at least a few of us will be talking a bunch in the next couple of days. So.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else we do tonight?
Adjourn.
Yes. We need to go over the action items.
Yeah, thank you.
LaVarne said she's going to discuss with the auditor his needed blocks of time.
And yeah, I was doing that also, so I think between the two of us we should have
LaVarne
that.
LaVarne and Summer.
Yeah.
Is it R-E-E-S-E?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I forget.
That's okay. Thanks.
Okay.
And I'll do the same with the attorney in terms of any flexibility he has as well, okay?
Just all ascertain. Right. Just a minute here. Oops, backspace.
While you're doing that, I just want to thank everybody for being on this committee this year.
Thank you for chairing it, Bill.
All the suggestions, interaction, ideas, it was great.
Thank you. You too.
Except for the chair. I'm not sure about the chair. He's kind of a jerk, but, you know.
We like him.
We commend you, Bill.
Totally.
You come across as very serene.
Caring, Bill.
T. Allen is going to develop 3 or 4 questions to help people reacquaint and get focused on Friday morning. Bill Crozier is going to give some thought to organizing a Sunday evening discussion on how we can be more effective as a board. Nia Bidiaco is going to create the sign-up sheets for committees. And tell me if there's anything else that I missed.
I think that's it. I think you got it, Teresa. Thank you.
And Summer and I need to work on the agenda and get it posted.
Yeah, so if you could, whatever your raw notes are, Teresa, if you could just send them to me and Bill so we could work on this tomorrow so we can post it by Thursday, okay? Because I think we did all the heavy lifting tonight, which is good, and it just has to be punched into shape, okay?
Okay, Bill, if I can just discuss briefly with you before I send this to you, then I might not have to go listen to the tape again. That'll just save me a lot of time.
Okay,
thank
great.
You for
thanks.
These minutes.
All right. All right, so I'll look for something maybe tomorrow afternoon or evening or whenever that comes out, okay? So
I can,
all right.
If I get it done right well with Bill, I can send this to you in the next 10 minutes.
Oh, you're awesome. Okay, thank you so much, everybody. I'm going to sign off, okay?
Summer?
Thanks.
Summer,
yeah.
This is Nia. Can I give you a call right back? I just need 5 minutes of your time, please.
Sure. I'm in the car, but yes, of course.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right, good night, everybody. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Teresa.
Ready for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn, yes.
Okay, any objections?
Oh.
Hearing none, then we're adjourned. Thank
you.
Good
night, everyone.
Good night.
See you guys
next
week.
Good night.
Bye.